Moncrief on News Talk.
Reality television has been a point of contention for lots of people for many years, with many saying it promotes bad behaviour, and not to mention the stress it brings upon the people participating in it. But new research by the BBC shows that we could be wrong about reality TV. Reality TV, as it stands, has been more diverse demographically than other forms of media. Daniel Lindemann, a sociology professor at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania, has said that it casts a spotlight over patches of the social landscape that we don't always see. So in that way, it can be a tool for greater social understanding. Dr. Jacob Johansson is an associate professor of communications at St. Mary's University London, and was also involved in the reality TV show Embarrassing Bodies, which features patients consulting with doctors aiming to destigmatise common health complaints. And he joins me now. Afternoon.
Afternoon, hello.
Do you think, I want to go to Embarrassing Bodies first, because I'm intrigued by that. Do you think Embarrassing Bodies, I'm sure most listeners are familiar with the programme, do you think Embarrassing Bodies actually destigmatise people from embarrassing, quote unquote, conditions?
Yes and no. So it's quite important for me to emphasise that in general about reality television, it's sort of good and bad. So when we talk about Embarrassing Bodies, of course, on the surface, it might appear as having been about, you know, kind of shaming individuals in front of the camera, exposing embarrassing conditions, things like that. But at the same time, what it did do is it contributed to a destigmatization of certain medical conditions. It contributed to circulating more knowledge about those conditions, making people seen. And the same is the case for audiences who were, you know, watching the show.
As you said, we were seeing all types of illnesses, all types of bodies showcased on the show. Why is it so important to have, once again, quote unquote, normal people and normal issues represented like this on television?
So that, you know, the media and kind of when it comes to representation in particular, media is still very often sided, problematic, or, you know, quite stereotypical. When we think about fictional representation, we know that, you know, that's very often not the reality. And then when reality TV emerged roughly sort of from the early 2000s onwards, what it did significantly, I think, it kind of democratized in that way. So it showed ordinary people, and continues to of course, show ordinary people on television. It's something that we had never seen before as you know, ordinary viewers. So it makes things more real, perhaps, when it comes to those sort of issues.
Yeah. I feel like maybe we've gone the other way now with such a specific body type and body ideal being shown across many different reality TV shows. But again, this is coming from someone who lives and breathes reality TV, adores it. But I know there are issues with it as a format. What are the psychological effects of consuming reality TV?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. So if we just need to kind of get something like Love Island, you know, when it comes to kind of stereotypical or very hegemonic, very sort of dominant portrayals of what does it mean to have a fit, a sexy body, all of that is still quite problematic. And of course, that can have lots of implications in terms of how viewers relate to that, how viewers connect to that, what they might think about their own body. But then at the same time, it can also really open up conversations around viewers know that what they might see on Love Island is not, you know, the sort of ordinary body that most people have. Or when it comes to Embarrassing Bodies, you know, many could relate to that where they might have had a particular kind of bodily condition or illness or something like that. So it's that or that kind of authenticity that we see on these shows that makes it something very relatable, where viewers connect to it in a very meaningful way often.
One text here saying or asking, is reality TV a good way to switch off your brain? My girlfriend is a doctor and I've never seen one person consume so many trashy romance shows. She says it allows her to think of nothing at all. And I think I'd be in that camp as well, as I'm sure a lot of listeners are. There must be boundaries, I suppose, when it comes to how we consume reality TV, particularly for comfort.
I mean, absolutely. I would agree with that. Of course, very often with other popular entertainment kind of forms, we consume it to switch off, to just relax after a long day or things like that. Absolutely. But then at the same time, those kind of more ways of consuming something, or that we are also more unconsciously or kind of deeper affected in ways that we might not always realize at first, that's also something we need to be mindful of. When you say boundaries, what do you mean?
I mean, is there such a thing as watching too much reality TV, you know?
Well, I think that's not for me to say. I mean, that's for, you know, an individual should perhaps kind of come to that conclusion themselves. If you see any type of media, any type of content that you consume, if there is a, you know, if you do that in a balanced way, I think there's nothing wrong with it per se.
What about the people who partake in reality TV then? There must be, I mean, psychological implications for them.
And that is also, that is quite important to emphasize, that we've seen lots of change in the industry, particularly in the kind of UK industry over the last, it's given, you know, various scandals that we've had on reality shows, various really, really kind of problematic forms of behavior where participants, you know, were kind of encouraged to behave in a certain way and so on. So we have seen positive change, but we haven't seen enough positive change. I think there are still enough care is being taken when it comes to how participants are treated. Might be, you know, sort of formally made aware of what their involvement, you know, what is involved when they take part on a reality TV program. But that doesn't mean that they actually, you know, realize what is at stake until filming has actually begun. So I think more still needs to be done so that you know, real care is taken, that everyone is treated ethically.
Do you think reality TV has made us more open and more honest?
I think in some sense perhaps it has done that. I think it can at least potentially lead to wider conversations in a given society about, you know, how we live together, for example, or when it comes to issues of, you know, representation. Reality TV very often is about the emotions. It's about showing conflicts, showing kind of interpersonal dynamics that we might not see in public sphere, that we might only kind of witness, you know, in the private sphere. So and I think that can be a good thing, that we, you know, can have conversations about these issues and what we see, and whether we also, you know, whether we agree, whether we like what is being kind of shown on screen.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Jacob Johansson, Associate Professor of Communications at St. Mary's University, London. Thank you for joining us. Lots to think about there, and lots of texts, needless to say. Is reality TV actual reality? I don't think so. It should be called vanity TV. Very good. Live the Apollo. They are ringing. Does anyone really think Love Island is reality TV? Manufactured and heavily edited. Naked Attraction is more honest reality TV. I mean, it's more honest in the sense that, I mean, you're seeing everything there, but it's a very unnatural scenario in which you would be meeting someone fully naked and presuming the other person is as well. Like, that's not, that's it. I mean, I think there's a difference between honesty and maybe a reality TV show that's actually based in reality. Another texter says, why is it problematic to be seeing bodies that are fit and athletic on reality TV? If people don't have those bodies, that is their issue. I mean, the argument there and the argument that's always been around with Love Island and that is that, you know, for a lot of these people, you have a lot of PTs doing the show. Like, if you're a PT, that's your job. It's literally your job to look like that. You have the time and often the finances and the facilities to maintain that image. That's, quite frankly, not realistic. And that's not reality for a lot of people. So,
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.